Sharp stones, broken bones, truth hurts, yeah, you know. You try and backfire, you and your busted soul. Lost love, set back, self-luck, off track, rain clouds on your head. Everywhere you go, he's coming to follow. Like lightning and the rainbow, like darkness and the day shows. Yeah, the best is yet to come. Never give up, never ever ever give up, no.
Set your eyes on the sky, stronger than you know. Praise God. Praise God. Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning. Good morning to all Jesus believers all around this world. Lord God, we set our faith in agreement with your faith this morning. We set our faith in agreement with the faithful ones that you have called for such a time as this. And we thank you this morning. We ask you to help our understanding in Jesus' name. I think I need to play that one more time. Let me tell you. I've been doing deliverance all day for the past couple of days. All day. Breaking in between and then going back into the deliverance. And doing it at a rate where I'm not tired. And doing it in a manner that I have time to pray. And this morning, I walked in here and Brother Joe and Jose were already in here waiting for me. And I said, what time is it? Because I didn't have my phone, but I knew it was time to get up. And he said, it's 5:20. I said, you mean I only have about 15, 20 minutes to get a message? And I said, oh, God, help me. And I didn't even, when I cut the computer on, I said, look at this song, Never Give Up. I said, y'all know who this is? They said, no. I said, I'm going to play this song because God is telling me to play this song. It's a good song. I saw the title, Never Give Up. And then as I was playing it, I see Brother Robert posted, when you never give up, time is on your side. So I knew, I sat down here, and the Lord said, remember when you first went on the foreign mission field? I said, yeah. He said, and remember when I sent you out? I said, yeah. He said, what is the first thing that I told you to pray for people? And I said, salvation. He said, no, in deliverance. What's the first spirit that I really taught you about? And I told you that you were always going to have to break the spirit. I said, doubt and unbelief? He said, yeah, that was one. He said, but there was another one. He said, but you haven't prayed for this one in a long time. He said, but it is the root. It is the root of witchcraft. And I'm thinking, witchcraft? Okay. He said, it's the root of every problem. He said, so I want you to get a teaching together. I said, do I have one of my old ones? He said, your old ones won't work. Said, okay. He said, so this morning, I want you to ask the people to ask themselves. And I'm going to show you something. So I'm doing this one backwards. I'm coming in from the back door on this one. So I need you to get a piece of paper and a pencil or something. Or your phone, however you record stuff. I'm going to play this, and I'm going to play Never Give Up, and you're going to see how it's all come together, and you're going to also see how the Lord gave Brother Robert, when you never give up, time is on your side. And I want to tell you something. Lisa. Sykes, that's you. Good morning. You need to come to Dalton, Lisa Sykes. I saw an email that you sent me. Your next step, Lisa Sykes, is to come to Dalton. 101. Because, see, God showed me in me praying with these people that I'm praying with. And normally they be on this tear line. And some of you been to Dalton, but you need to come back, because where I'm at now is I'm really at the point of impartation. I'm really at the point of impartation. And see, that's why something happened a couple weeks ago. I don't do impartation, activation, impartation, unless the Lord says he's ready to impart and activate. When he's ready to impart and activate, then I tell people you need to move swiftly. And the problem with so many people is you're too slow. You always want to be at the end you want somebody else to do it first. And then you want to test it to see if it works. You do that this time, you're going to be left out. And you know how I know that? God showed me something. He said, remember, go put on one of your videos about the children of Egypt, you know, crossing the Red Sea. I put the video on. He said, now, I want you to watch something. He said, now, this is just an enactment. He said, but I'm going to tell you the real deal, the truth. He didn't say real deal. He said, I'm going to tell you the truth. He said, when I parted the sea, he said, there were children of Israel that lagged behind. He said, when I parted the sea and opened it up, and all those millions of people crossed through the sea, he said, and then Pharaoh came behind. I said, yeah. He said, don't you know when the waters came together, all those people that I wanted to be free were swept away in the water because they was at the back of the line. I said, what? He said, yeah. He said, they lagged behind and they were at the end of the line and all of them didn't make it. Now, some of them got caught up in the Red Sea. The penalty I had for Pharaoh, some of them got that. Because they were at the back of the line dragging, and they did not escape the water. I said, I never thought about it like that.
Some stones, broken bones, truth hurts, yeah, you know. You tried, backfired, you and your busted soul. Lost love, set back, self-luck, off track. Rain clouds on your head, everywhere you go. He's coming to follow, like lightning and the rainbow. Like darkness and the day shows, yeah, the best is yet to come. Never give up. Never, ever, ever give up, no. Never, ever, 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 ever give up. Never, ever, ever give up.
Never give up!
Like darkness and the day shows.
Remember, I'm doing this one from the back to the front. So you're going to, if you can do this by faith, then you're going to know why. Because sometimes, remember, God sees the end from the beginning, and we're trying to work out the middle with him. But this morning, God is concerned about this one spirit. And I'm seeing the fruit of this demon as I'm doing all this deliverance this week. I want you to ask the Holy Spirit to search you right now and show you where you are rebellious. Show him if you have been rebellious and how have you been rebellious. We're dealing with the spirit of rebellion. And that was the second demon God always told me to cast out. Rebellion. He said it'll make his job a lot easier. I forgot. I'm telling you. I have all these things written down. But now we're going back 30-something years ago, and it always works. It always has worked. Ask the Holy Spirit right now to search you. And show you where and if you've been rebellious. And write it down. We know you've been rebellious because if you hadn't been rebellious, then you wouldn't have got no demons. But now, I'm dealing with people that the rebellion, this witchcraft rebellion, was not them. They inherited it. And it's amazing to watch it. So then the next thing I want you to ask God, and all you need is a yes or no. If the rebellious spirit is and has come through your family line. Now, oh, well, I'm going to do the teaching tomorrow. I'm going to deal with the spirit today. I'm going to do the teaching tomorrow. But write it down. Write down, if you have been rebellious, ask the Holy Spirit to search you and show you where and how you have been rebellious toward God. Come on, write it down. Put it in your reminder notes or whatever. And let's see what you come up with. You know who's teaching us right now, right? Lord Jesus Christ, the Redeemer. The Restorer. Ask the Holy Spirit to search you and show you if and where you've been rebellious. Are you doing that? If rebellion is in you, you want to know where and how. Holy Spirit will tell you. As a matter of fact, because the anointing is flowing in that area, the Holy Spirit will tell you right now. We're dealing with the spirit of rebellion this morning. Remember? That's what got Lucifer kicked out of heaven. He started a rebellion. He rebelled. and started a rebellion. So it would be natural if you tell the truth. It should, the Holy Spirit should be showing you something. Because your whole birth was rooted in rebellion. Your whole existence was rooted in rebellion. That's why you needed a Savior. And if there's witchcraft in your family line, or look at here, there, if you come from a military family line, if there was war heroes of any kind, sisters and brothers, you got a spirit of rebellion. And this could go all the way back in your genealogy, all the way back. This could go all the way back. You just need to know where it's rooted, because it could go all the way back to the Tower of Babel, Nimrod and his crew, and then it goes all the way back to Adam. But you just want to know where and how in your family line, so you could today, between today and tomorrow, got it now? Y'all, everybody got it? Now, I want you to renounce whatever it is on your paper. And you're still not going to get it yet. I'm going to show you. Because I used to love doing this too. I guess I didn't think you could do it over the internet, but the Lord said, yeah. Okay, now I want you to ask the Holy Spirit to root out all pockets of rebellion in your family line. In you and your family line. Ask the Holy Spirit, God's own Holy Spirit, which is in you, by the way, to root out all pockets of rebellion. All pockets of rebellion. You know, I was in rebellion because I wanted to go to Vietnam and kill the people who killed my father. That was my main reason for volunteering to go to Vietnam. I was going over there and I was going to kill, I was going to make them pay. It doesn't get any more rebellious than that. And I had an Asian person tell me one time, you don't like me because I look like the people who killed your father. That's when I knew I was saved. I said, no, I'm delivered from that. And Satan, you're not going to bring it back up to me. And I have absolutely no emotions about it. So you can't play on no kind of emotions in me. If you've been divorced and you had to fight your husband, that's rebellion. Even although the motive was right, Satan set that up. You had to fight your wife and blah, blah, blah. All right, you got it? I'm going to teach you, but right now I need you to do this. I want to pray a prayer with you, similar to what I prayed when I got free myself from the spirit of rebellion. You ready? You see, there's a rebellious spirit in the airways. All over the world, you can see it everywhere. It's pure rebellion. I'm rebelling against this. I'm rebelling against that. I'm rebelling against the other. It's so negative. But I'm going to show you why and the root of it, and I'm going to make it simple this tomorrow. But right now, I need you to pray a prayer of repentance. Brother Joe and Jose, I need y'all to pray this with me, okay? Heavenly Father, forgive me for being rebellious. I ask for your forgiveness. Holy Spirit, help me to be submissive to you. Holy Spirit, convict me when I am acting out in a behavior that does not please my Father. Holy Spirit, teach me and instruct me to submit to the will of God, to obey the will of God, to persevere in the will of God, to cooperate and act in a manner that is acceptable and pleasing to God in my will. In the name of Jesus, I say, not my will, but thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, God, that my will is your will, and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Some stones broke bones, truth hurts, yeah, you know. You try and backfire, you and your busted soul. Lost love, step back, self-love, off track. Rain clouds on your head, everywhere you go. He's coming to follow, like lightning and the rainbow. Like darkness and the day show, yeah, the best is yet to come. Never give up, never ever ever give up, no.
Never give up!
Never give up! want you to post 1 Samuel 15:23. Post that in the chat room, please. 1 Samuel 15:23. You see, the Bible says, for rebellion as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected thee from being king. For rebellion. All witchcraft is rooted in rebellion. All witchcraft. Stubbornness is nothing but rebellion. But I'm going to break it down, and I'm going to show you biblically how to be loose from it. See, this today you repented, and God showed you where it was. Now, in Deuteronomy 31, verse 27, it says, for I know thy rebellion and thy stiff neck. Behold, while I am yet alive with you this day, ye have been rebellious against the Lord, and how much more after my death? That was the prophet talking. So what I want you to do, I want you to take your hand and put your fingertips on your brain, on your top of your spine right there on the brain stem, so that the palm of your hands would be touching your ears and your fingers would be together right there in the middle of your spine. Can you do that? And I want you to repeat after me. I command in the name of Jesus, any spirits of rebellion, stubbornness, stuck in my neck, holding on to any other spirit, get out my neck right now. Cough it out. Go! Get out the neck. Get out of the neck. Loose the neck right now. Get out the spine. Get off the brain stem. Go! Get out. Get out in the name of Jesus. Go! Get out the neck. That's right. Any spirits of suicide, depression, oppression, go! Get off the neck. Migraine headaches, go! Bands around the head, go! Anger, go! Loose the neck. We break the power of rebellion and sedition off this United States of America because of stiff neck demon of rebellion. Go! In the name of Jesus. I want you. I'm getting ready to sign off here in a minute. But you see, the Bible says, let me try to find it here. I'm talking about rebellion against God, by the way. Proverbs 17, well, I'm going to teach it tomorrow. But there's a scripture that I used to use as a missionary. And hold on a minute. Get out the back. Somebody got your back. You got back problems because of rebellion and sin. Well, iniquities. Sins of the fathers. That would be 1 Samuel 15:23. Stubbornness. Go! Get out the back. Go! Loose the bat. Get off the bat. Get off the shoulders. Man, somebody messed up. Get off the shoulders. Heaviness. Go! Go, heaviness. Go right now. Out of the back, off the shoulders, off the neck, in the name of Jesus. Go! You're right in the middle of the back. Get out. Yeah, thank you, God. Thank you. Somebody else, the back of your head. Go! Get out. Go! Get out the back of the head. Go, 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 go. I love God. Don't you just love him? Go! Get on out. All the way out. All the way out. Go! Get out. Move your neck now. Move your shoulders. Your arm should be free of that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to teach it to you tomorrow. I'm going to teach it. And I'm going to show you something else. I'm going to show you how to keep it off and how to get it out for other people. Ah, Job chapter 34, verse 37. Job 34:37. See, the scripture says, Job 34:37. For he addeth rebellion unto his sin, he clappeth his hands among us, and multiplieth his words against God. So as we go off this morning, I want you to do something. I want you to, I got to find it. I'm telling you, I only had 15 minutes to get ready for this. I only had 15 minutes. That's why I love God. He can do more in 15 minutes than if I'd have worked. He did more in 15 minutes if I'd have worked on this all night. Lord have mercy. I want you to go off of here this morning. The Bible says, clap your hands, O ye people of the Lord. I want you to clap your hands and proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord. As we go off this morning, in joy, in peace, in righteousness. What is that? The kingdom of God. Proclaim the kingdom of God is all ye people.
Find a reason. forgive and forget.
Pop your hands and pop your hands and pop your hands and pop your hands and oh,
I can find in you, Lord, El Shaddai.
Praise him. Praise him.